Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging around with me. And I appreciate it very much, as you well know. We got our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and former dean of the business school at business and management at Temple University, now a professor of economics there at Temple. He's also chief economist at the NFIB, and he, as you know, once a month, he, for a number of years now, and actually a number of decades, he's been polling people like you and me, small business owners, and asking us what we think is happening in the economy. He compiles those answers and that information and into a very scholarly survey of and report, and brings it to us once a month, for which we are very grateful. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Good to see you. Talk to you.
It's good to have you back. Well, we can't see each other today, but we have seen each other.
We have indeed.
We have met, and we did a show face to face one time, didn't we?
Right.
Remember that in Washington?
Once in a while, our paths cross.
There you go. Okay. Give us the news, Bill. We're ready. We're braced. We're buckled up. We've girded our loins. Give us the news.
Well, I guess the good news is that the optimism index moved up in November from October.
Wow.
But the bad news is only 0.3 of a point.
Well, we don't like the number, but we got to like the trend.
Yeah, that's right. So we went from the third lowest reading in 35 years to the fourth lowest, so we moved up a notch. Optimism's in the tank still. It was good to see that 5 of the 10 components that go into the index actually went up. Plans to make capital outlays went up. Percentage think it's a good time to expand went up. Expecting the economy better went up. Expected real sales went up. And expected credit conditions to be easier improved. So those 5 components went up, and then a few went down, and the one that went down that we were not happy about was plans to create new jobs, plans to expand employment, and that, of course, went to a very low reading of -4, meaning 4 percentage points more firms said they plan to reduce employment than plan to increase it, and that, again, is, you know, we've had maybe 6 readings that low in 35 years, so it's not a good number.
I was hoping, Bill, that the small business unemployment number wasn't going to be too bad. And I had it in my head that so many of us needed to hire people in 05, 06, and 07 that we couldn't find the right people. We were doing without, as you know. Many of us were doing without the right people. And so we were working shorthanded. I was hoping that when we got into this period that we're in now, that would just mean that we would get back to having, you know, enough people, not short of people. But I was talking to Don Wilson, our friend with the Association of Small Business Development Centers, last week, and he was telling me, and I'm not sure where he got his numbers, but he was telling me that of the 522,000 people who were unemployed in November, who on that number that was reported, he was saying that 210 of that was small business. Do you have any perspective on that?
Yeah, it's really hard to get
210,000.
Yeah, so that wouldn't surprise me because we do employ more than half of the private sector labor force. So that's a hard number to track down. First of all, you have to define small business and then go from there.
Right.
So the government does get some data each month on who reduces employment and what the firm size is. So there's some data on that. But, I mean, you would expect that to be the case. In fact, that still says that even though we're the bigger employer in the economy, we're still accounting for a disproportionately low share of the loss in jobs. It's all coming from the General Motors stuff.
And that's where the that's where the news is. And by the way, General Motors is not laying off. They got unions. They can't lay off. But you're right. And the big companies laying off 15,000, 20,000. They're reporting that, or they're saying 30,000 over 3 years or whatever.
Right.
But you know, one of the things, Bill, that people don't take into consideration that I want to mention right now as we go to the break, and that is that for most of the small business owners that I know, if that company laid off a person, it's only after they have to be, it's after the business owner has stopped taking a paycheck for himself or herself. I want to expand that just a little bit, that thought just a little bit, when we come back after these messages. Bill's going to continue his report to us. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is with us right now. We've got more to come after these messages, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the mothership. That's the flagship website. That's where you can find everything, including our knowledge base, askjim.biz. You can go there directly where you get Small Business Answers Now, or you can link there from the website, from the mothership, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also my blog, jimsblog.biz. That's where you can find the blog posts that I make just about every day. Some more than averaging more than two or three a day, even though sometimes I don't blog every day, but I usually do every day, and sometimes three or four a day. So check that out. A lot of good stuff there, I think you'll find it interesting. And of course, just remember smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you can get to everything else we do, including the opportunity to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week, every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Bill Dunkelberg is well represented in our brain trust and on our websites as an outstanding contributor to all the things that we do now for a number of years. The survey that he conducts is the Small Business Economic Trends Survey, which he's been doing now for decades, and it's a very important work that he does. Bill, we were talking about the unemployment number. I'm going to give you an anecdotal idea, my own idea of what I think is happening. And if 210,000 small business employees lost their job in November, and if each one of them represented one employee per company, if there were 210,000 companies that laid off one employee, 200,000 of those owners didn't take a paycheck the month before they laid somebody off.
Yeah, that's a good bet, you know.
That's what they do. Now,
the paycheck for the small business owner is always the bottom line, you know.
Yeah, that's so, exactly right.
Right.
And the reason is, this is why small business is undervalued in America in terms of the foundation of our economy. When people say that, that rolls off their tongue like it's cheap. But the reason that I think is we're undervalued is because small business owners, well, that employee represents a lot of training, a lot of investment, a lot of opportunity. And not only that, Bill, but we know their children. We know when their children's next orthodontist appointment is.
And help them get there, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it makes us happy.
Too, though, you know, that in these polls that get done about who do you respect, small business owners always come out in the top of that, you know. And, of course, Congress is always at the bottom, along with lawyers and
mm-hmm.
But
right.
Small business owners have an incredibly high degree of respect and affection from the general population, and that's good.
Well, and they deserve
it. They deserve it.
So we've got the unemployment number wasn't good. But the employment number, actually, the plans for employment wasn't good. But that's completely understandable. How much do you feel that unemployment is that employment plans are a lagging indicator of the health of the economy?
Well, they usually are kind of leading indicators of where we're going to go. So we have about a 3-month lead on this. So if you get bad news in the numbers, then it usually shows up, you know, in a couple months down the line. So it does suggest that we've got a couple of tough months yet to get through before we see the other side. The good news piece was that the percent of firms with a job opening didn't change, and that's the best predictor we have of the unemployment rate. So it suggests that even though, you know, GDP numbers may be really bad and so on, the unemployment rate isn't going to rise that quickly, and that mm-hmm. would be good news.
Mm-hmm. That is good news. So are you saying that maybe the unemployment has been wrung out of small business, at least from what you can tell, so that the damage, most of the damage has been done?
Yeah, certainly a big chunk of it has. I think I think we're there, you know, and so we'll see. You know, it's negative numbers still.
Yeah.
So the whole private sector is negative. The only job creation going on, you know, is in government.
Right.
We know that's an oxymoron. So.
Right. Exactly. What are some of the other things that your people told you?
Well, the nice thing was that we saw the expectations numbers turn around. That is, people, the business owners, have become more optimistic about where the economy is going to be in six months. In fact, it's really stunning to look at the net percent who think the economy will be better 6 months from now. That's at a minus 2%, meaning 2 percentage points more think it'll be worse than better. But mm-hmm. you know, go back to January, it was minus 25.
I mean, so.
That was really pessimistic about where the economy was going to go, and they were right. And now they're just about, you know, breaking even here. So historically, the minus two number is really a very good number to see. And so I expect to see in the December survey and the January survey we go positive, meaning more firms are thinking the economy is going to get better. And, of course, that means they're less likely to lay people off, more likely to hire. More likely to go ahead and order inventories and all that.
Even in the face of a tough holiday season.
Yeah, it's going to be a slow holiday season, but you know, we all know what happens. Consumers get scared, and certainly the media has done a wonderful job of scaring everybody. I mean,
right. Even
sophisticated investors and so on are bewildered and terrified at what they see.
But Bill, it doesn't take them, the media, to tell people that they don't have as much credit as they have had in the past. I mean, that's a reality that we can't blame on the media. But I do agree with you about the media thing. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll come back. Bill's going to talk to us some more about the report, and I'm going to ask him what he thinks the Fed is going to do today with interest rates and with their comments. 10 till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. He's Chief Economist with the NFIB. That's NFIB.com. And your own website, Bill, where the survey can also be found, is, what is it, smallbizbus.org. .org. Smallbizbus.org.
.org.
And also you can find the survey. Bill is gracious enough to allow us to
on your
post
website.
On the all right to post the survey on my website, which we keep up all week, all month long. It only comes down from our website when the next one comes up, and so we're honored to have that information on our website for our audience to read. And folks, this is written in plain English. That's the thing. You know, as you know, I'm always going to bring you things that I can understand. If I can understand it, anybody can understand it. And Bill does a great job of putting these reports in plain English. Yes, there are tables. There are graphs, but they're easy to read. But mostly, just read the summary. If you just read the summary and the commentary, the first 3 or 4 pages, you're going to get a lot out of this stuff. So I encourage you to do that. Bill, what about credit? How's credit doing for small businesses?
Well, it looks like it's about the same. You know, it got tighter through the expansion as we got near the end, and so we have about You know, there's many firms telling us today that credit was harder to get last time they tried, as we saw, say, at the end of the 1980s wonderful expansion. So, you know, we went from 2% or 3% saying credit was harder to get, which is almost nobody, in 2003, excuse me, up to about 11%, and that's a typical run. But there was certainly no sign of a credit crunch on Main Street. We haven't seen that since pre.
Even though it was being reported, which really made me mad. During this last year, it was reported that there was a credit crunch on Main Street, and that just wasn't true.
Yeah, the government, and I think to a lesser extent the media, but the government decided there wasn't enough sympathy for the big Wall Street banks, so they dragged us into the whole deal, kicking and screaming. And credit got a little bit tighter, but really, we've been looking at this for 35 years, and we can tell you that it didn't do anything differently than it always does since 1983. Now, pre-83, we had some pretty bad times, you know, going back into the 70s and early 1980s.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. Hey, Bill, let's talk for a minute about what the Fed's going to do today. The Federal Open Market Committee of the Fed, the Federal Reserve Board, is winding up a two-day meeting. They do two-day meetings a couple of times a year, and I don't think I've ever seen them do a Monday-Tuesday one before. Maybe they have. It's usually Tuesday-Wednesday, but this one's yesterday and today. They're wrapping up today. They usually announce their decision on interest rates in the second day. So that's today, and what do you think they're going to do? The Fed funds rate, the money that they lend the banks overnight, that they charge banks for overnight money, is 1%. Prime is now 4%. That's 3% over that. And so it's 1%, Bill. Could they cut that in half today?
I think they probably will. The market is priced in a half a point. Some people are talking about 0.75 points. They won't bother with a quarter of a point. So it's either going to be a half or three quarters. Market thinks half. I think that's what they'll do. They don't want to disappoint the market these days, it seems like, so they kind of do what the market expects.
We continue to have unprecedented things to happen, Bill, it seems to me. Have you ever in your life seen a time when the Fed cut the current Fed funds rate in half?
No, and of course, more worrisome is, you know, that doesn't seem to be doing much. Your friend and mine, Bob McTeer, who used to be the president of the Dallas Fed, he's really been lobbying against the Fed rate cut. A lot of observers think that it's a silly thing to do at this point, and it's not going to help. All the credit that people want is available if you're qualified. There's huge amounts of liquidity out there, so the Fed has greatly expanded its portfolio, so... You know, we'll just have to let the, you know, you can't just solve these kinds of things instantly, so we have to wait.
Well, and we got to quit letting the tail wag the dog. We got to quit letting Wall Street tail wag the marketplace dog.
And that's been doing it, for sure. Yeah, no question.
Well, I agree, I think it's going to be a ho hum if they go a half a point. I think it's going to be ho hum.
Well,
I'm afraid.
Expected, yeah. So nothing will change.
Yeah. But I think you're right. I think they will go a half point. Bill, I got 30 seconds.
Go for it.
When are we going to come out of this situation we're in right now? When's the economy going to get better?
The end of the first quarter, into the second quarter, we'll solve the housing problem. We'll start moving ahead, except in Florida and California where there are still too many houses.
Yeah. Okay, so second half of 2009, we think should start looking up a little bit.
Yes.
All right, thanks. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, sir.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Don't go away. I got one more hour after this one.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.